JSE-listed real estate investment trust, Octodec, released their interim results today. For the 6 months ended February, the company reports that its portfolio of properties saw total rental income up 5.2% compared to the corresponding period last year to 47.9 million rand. The company's properties are mainly in the Gauteng region, with the vast proportion of their assets in Pretoria. They've reported a tough period, with residential income rising a mere 3.9%, and in some instances having to agree to lower lease agreements with existing tenants because of the tough economic times. Well, to tell us more about what's been happening in the rental property space, I'm joined on the line by Jeffrey Wapnick. He's Managing Director at Octodec. Jeffrey, you have a portfolio of some 293 properties and they cut across different sectors. Just give us a background in terms of your asset base.
You mean that you want me to go through the different types of properties?
Yes.
Yes. So we operate primarily in the CBD, in the Pretoria and the Johannesburg CBDs. We have, within the CBDs, we play in the office space, which is primarily government. 50% of that is government. We play in the retail space, what we call high street shopping. And then we play in the residential space. We're fairly well known for the work that we do for residential conversions within the CBDs.
Mm. It's clear that the economic situation is generally subdued, but which of the areas that you operate in seem to be more resilient in these times?
Well, I think the residential is definitely the most resilient, having shown us. It's not great, but still the biggest, best performer, a 3.9% increase in revenue, which we're really happy given the tough times in which we're operating in at the moment.
Mm.
While you're, like-for-like growth.
Yes. While your overall rentals were up, they weren't exactly shooting the lights out. And you mentioned that in some instances you had to take a rental cut and your current vacancy rate sits at around 12%.
That 12% needs to be analysed a little bit. That 12%, the 12% that you're looking at, I think it would include what we call non-core vacancies. In other words, stuff that is in it's not ready to be let.
Okay.
It's stuff that we are holding or mothballed, if you want a better term.
So that doesn't really count. But what of the properties that you do have available that you want to rent out? What's the percentage in terms of vacancy rates?
I think that's closer to 8 to 10%, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
I don't have my file with me.
No problem.
But it's somewhere around there, yeah.
Right. In your report, you mentioned a project you completed last year, Sharon's Place. Is it a mixed-use asset? Where is it? How many tenants does it have? And how is it contributing to your bottom line?
Well, it is a mixed-use. It has retail down below 6,000 square meters. It has parking for approximately 200 parkers. And it has 400 apartments above. It's gone very well. I just remember the fanfare caused about the first third of the building. That went in 8 days.
Hmm.
Although the first third was a slightly smaller town than the rest, there's 90-odd units that went in 8 days, which is really supermarket stuff, not rental stuff. As to the contribution to the bottom line, it's not property is a long-term game.
Yes.
Believe and so it's not contributing to the bottom line at the moment. It's showing a yield of about 7.5%, somewhere around there. So it's dilutionary. It's not adding to the bottom line. The property is a future game, and hopefully within 3-4 years' time from now, that certainly will contribute substantially.
Yeah. Understood. So you touch on the operational costs increasing. What are some of the challenges you're faced with? And when it comes to issues like electricity, what are you trying to do to mitigate those?
Okay, so the operating costs can be divided into two, those that we can control and those that we can't control. Those that we can control, regular techniques that we employ to make sure that we keep within budget. But those that we can't, these are the ones that sometimes hurt, such as assessment rates. These are legislated rates. These are valuations that the city councils place on our buildings against which they apply a rate. And so very little influence from management on that.
Mm.
The other big one is power. We make sure that we are on the best possible tariff, the best possible scale. We've introduced in Octodec approximately which the, all the buildings now have prepaid power.
Yes.
Which assists the tenant to control and monitor his own power, enable him to control his own power.
Yes.
So that definitely has helped.
In the period under review, you sold some of your non-core or non-performing assets. How much did you get for those assets, and what did you use the proceeds for?
It was about 80-odd million rand. It's used to apply, really, because we're in a holding pattern, not really investing. So most of those funds would have been used to pay down some bonds.
Right. Do you have a hectic debt picture or manageable?
No, it's very, very manageable. We are very mindful of having, I think in the property listed sector, the magical number is 40%. Anything that goes above 40%, banks certainly start getting nervous, investors start getting nervous.
Mm.
So we're staying clear of that 40% level. We're at about 38. We like to think that with some sales, we can bring it down in the short to medium term. A little bit further.
Yes.
A lot of it depends on the valuations.
Yes, of course.
What is going to happen to the future of the valuations.
We've recently learned that the city of Johannesburg is going to be creating the opportunity for some 20 billion rands of property That's development right. in the Johannesburg That's CBT. Right. Are you looking to get a bite of that?
No. It's interesting. I think that Johannesburg recognised, the mayor recognised, and I think correctly so, that he wanted to lever off the balance sheet of the big players. But I don't think conditions in the CBD are right for the big players to be attracted to this kind of incentive. And at the presentation, I don't think there was any of the big listed entities at that presentation.
Hmm. So with national elections behind us and hope about what a new government will bring to stimulate the economy, what's your outlook for the balance of the year?
Well, I sincerely hope. I think it's early days. We like to, like most other businesses, whilst remaining quietly positive about the future, are still waiting to see how our state president reshuffles his cabinet to give us more confidence that he's serious about corruption and service deliveries. These are real issues that play in the spaces where we play.
And in terms of where you play right now, you think you're just going to be ticking along until we start seeing economic growth?
Yes, I think in our business, I think there are two types of capital investment. The one is the new stuff, the conversions of old buildings, or the new build of new buildings. That's on the one hand. However, there is other work that we do, and that's the upgrading of buildings. And that show must, we can't stop that. That show must go on. So I wouldn't like to describe it as being standing still. We have to find those activities that one can't pay attention to when things get frenetic and things get busy for better reasons.
Yes.
Perhaps this is one of the things we've got to do now, sort out some of the issues in the past. Yeah.
That was Jeffrey Wapnick. He's Managing Director at Octodec.